The court has been most generous, and I will try not to abuse the privilege of getting a chance to come up here again. I want to say only one or two things very quickly. This is an unusual case, and it is a case that is full of emotion and feeling on the part of everybody who has been involved in it, because it's a case about something really horrible that happened. I share Mr. Boyd's sense that too often you have this eerie feeling these days that the rule of law is slipping away from us. I have that sense when I read Magistrate Judge Key's opinion in this case, because it seems to me that the rules that for 30 years I have applied, since my parents blessed me to become a lawyer, no longer matter, because something horrible has happened and because we are very scared about very real threats out there. That cannot be our future, because if so, we are really lost. This argument has heavily dwelled on conspiracy. Well, there's a reason for that, because there are attractive qualities to conspiracy doctrine with regard to plaintiff's claims. But you know what? That wasn't the proceeding that was below, and that's not the proceeding that's before you on appeal. I have here plaintiff's summary judgment motions and Rule 56.1 statement and memorandum in support, the product of our daily labors as lawyers before this court, and there isn't word one about conspiracy in any of those documents. There is no evidence in the record below of causation. Everybody may know, and it may be in the newspapers, that Hamas killed poor David Boehm, or maybe some other crazy people killed poor David Boehm. It is not my obligation to tell you, and I don't know. I know a young man lost his life, and it's senseless. I also know that what makes us different from the Hamases of the world is we have a set of standards, and we apply those standards, and that is how we make our judgments. And in this case, that has not been done. And regardless of who the wrongdoers are, it is my duty as a lawyer to argue those rules to this court, as you know it is your duty as judges to apply them. And I do believe that properly applied in this case, not only must this judgment be reversed, but because after years of discovery, with massive resources, because there is no evidence of causation, be it but-for causation, or be it proximate causation, or be it any other iteration of causation, the evidence is lacking, and the outcome must be, in my client's case, as unpopular as that may be, given the admissions that have been made in this record, must be that liability is not to be found against him, but rather a judgment entered in his favor. This is truly a situation of Beckett's Thomas More, because I don't think you'll find a lot of dispute in this courtroom as to who the devil is. There is nobody in this courtroom standing up saying you should find in favor of Hamas. We are standing up saying you should find in favor of the system of laws that protects us all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce. I want to thank, on behalf of Judge Wood and Judge... you didn't have any rebuttal time.
I was simply asked to represent that indeed Mr. Beale did ask for a time-limited continuance and that the record has been misrepresented. It is in the briefs that have been submitted to the court, I believe. Is that correct, John?
Your Honor, in my
report... All right, come on up.
I apologize.
That's fine. Come on up and just say your sentence, because you didn't ask for rebuttal time, and we did give you time.
Mr. Lewin represented I was requesting an open-ended continuance. In my reply brief on page 9, I quote from my statement to Judge Keyes at the hearing on the motion where I said, I am seeking is a delay until, say, February, in order to sufficiently prepare and organize QOI's case.
Thank you, Mr. Beale. Well, on behalf of Judge Wood and Judge Evans, thank you all. And, of course, the case will be taken under advisement.